Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Hi guys, no one can sell an ab roller like Bert Newton.
Yeah.
That's so true.
That's true.
But the question is, Larry, have you ever bought one?
I have bought one. It's still in the box. It was $19.99. I haven't taken it out of the box.
You might need to sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
Sign it first, though.
Exactly. First.
Are you sick of being called the come on down guy?
Look, sometimes it can be a little annoying, you know, if you're sitting in a nice restaurant and trying to have a quiet meal. But generally, I accept that that's part of my life and it's what happens. And it's really just people saying hello. It's nothing, you know, they're not abusing me as such, or maybe they are in their own little way. Everyone thinks I'm hearing it for the first time, so that's kind of cute. And it's part of, you know, it's part of being a game show host for 15 years, I suppose.
What is the best TV show or game show that you've been involved with?
I think Price is Right was, you know, the best thing I've ever done. Till now, we'll see how we go with the morning show. But Price is Right was just a buzz. It was just a hoot. It was, you know, a grown-up man going to work and playing games for a job. So, and all the energy and the excitement and the crazy things that would happen in that studio.
All the women hugging and kissing you as well.
Well, there was that. I'd forgotten about that.
Now, looking back to when you were in high school, about to leave high school, when I grow up kind of statements, what did you say when you left high school? What did you think you were going to do with your life?
Well, as they kicked me out of high school, I was going to be a surfer. That's all I wanted to do. I was surfing every day and every night and every morning, and that's all I wanted to be, was a professional surfer. So, and that's why I left school. That's why they kicked me out of school, because I never went to school. I was at the beach all the time. So that's all I had in mind. My first job was at a newspaper in Sydney working overnight so I could surf during the day, and that's where it all started to go pear-shaped.
Okay.
Did you have any childhood inspirations? Like, did you look at Graham Kennedy or Bert Newton and say, you know what, if I can't just be a surfer for the rest of my life, I want to get on TV and I want to be like those guys?
Well, you know, I started my TV career as a news reporter. So back then it was very much, you know, 60 Minutes was the big thing. So I suppose as a young news reporter thinking, okay, now I want to be a reporter, I want to be good at this. I guess 60 Minutes, so you're looking at George Negus and Ian Leslie and all those guys. They probably got me through my reporting years. And then as I started to enjoy the game showy variety style of things, you looked at different people.
I'm sure with the early days, it'd be quite a long blooper reel and things that come up every now and again that you wished would have been burnt or destroyed. What's one of your most embarrassing moments in front of the camera?
Well, it's important that you know that my blooper reel is actually longer than my show reel. There's much more material. Look, the first night that I read news as a very, very young guy, we're doing news overnight on Channel 7. And the first night I did that, they crossed to us live and they came to us about a minute early, earlier than we were anticipating. So they've called me from the other side of the newsroom and said, they're coming to us now, quickly. So I started running across the newsroom and I jumped on the news set chair just in time, just as the red light came on, ready for me to say good morning. But the chair was on wheels.
Oh, no.
So I sort of flew across the studio.
That's brilliant. Fantastic. Now, Larry, there's lots of bad things in the world. I mean, there's lots of wars and there's lots of famines and all that kind of stuff. If there was one thing that you, as Larry Ebner, but someone who's got influence being on the TV, could change, what would that be? I never said it would be an easy question.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a difficult question. Look, you'd have to go for, I mean, as a father of two kids, you'd have to go for, you know, kids being fed and housed all over the place, you know, the end of that poverty and all that sort of stuff, as horrendous as that is. And on the news, we see it every night. I know that's a big call. It's probably easier to get Pizza Hut to make slightly larger pizzas. So that would be my second choice.
What are you currently listening to in your CD player?
My son is in charge of the CD player, so I've got that. I turn it on, and I don't actually know what it is, so I couldn't even tell you the good stuff at the moment. But that's his part. He's in charge of that, so I have no say in that at all.
Okay, now tell us about the new morning show with Kylie Gillies. When does it start? Tell us how it all happened.
I got a call a little while ago and asked if I was available to have a look at something like this, and I was. Unfortunately, Celebrity Dog School had come to a very quick finish. Thank goodness. And that's how it started. We just started doing some run-throughs. And you know, Kylie's incredible. She's been around for a long time. She'd hate to hear me say that, but she has. And she's a great journo, great sports girl. You know, she does everything. Very funny, gorgeous. So I'm really looking forward to it.
A while ago, Rove started the campaign of Save Larry. Did that embarrass you somewhat, or were you saying,
No, completely. Completely. It was flattering to think that your mates in the media would actually put themselves on the line, put themselves on an opposition network and have a go. Although, you know, the fun turned to, there was a nice message in there, I suppose, and I was flattered, I was very humbled, but totally, totally embarrassed by it.
Mm. I mean, perhaps you might owe something. On the first show, you could give a special tribute to Rove.
Well, that's right. I mean, he's asking for 33% of my takings. Mel and Koshy want 33% each, so...
I guess that's only fair, considering you got the job by placarding outside their window with, yep, "Give me a job." Isn't that how it happened?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I was on my way to Centrelink, so I just stopped by here. I'll see if I can get a job here.
Now, just like Sunrise, do you expect people to come down to Martin Place and put banners up outside your studios?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you look at the American mid-morning shows, and they're big tourist attractions, so you'd like to think that as people, you know, come past, they'll have a bit of a look. The Sunrise guys are out there early, and it's a bit of a peak hour for business people, and they're moving through that plaza very quickly, but certainly after 9 o'clock and leading up to lunch, that takes on a whole new feeling, that plaza, and it's a really, you know, very cool, sociable, slow down, relaxing place. So we're hoping for crowds, definitely. And new music. This is going to be really key to what we do. We're looking to uncover unsigned, up-and-coming Aussie artists. They don't have a platform at the moment. So we're going to be having people perform live in the studio, and hopefully we'll be able to say in a few years' time you saw them first on the morning show.
Fantastic. Do you reckon you're going to get your own resident judge, someone like Judge Judy?
I'd like that. Yeah. I'd like that.
Or maybe Australia's version of Oprah. Maybe Kylie could become Oprah.
Kylie could.
Are you looking for a couple breakfast announcers to make regular appearances on your show?
Yeah, well,
there was silence
at that time, right?
Yeah,
you'll have to do what Rove did. You know, you got to come and stand behind with a plaque.
We promise you, we will. Okay.
All right.
And we'll bring Minties.
Good. Bring presents. That's always
good. Fantastic. Well, Larry, it's been awesome to speak with you this morning. Good luck. I hope you beat the other guys.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.